57 in Saginaw, 52 in Flint.
Good morning, crew, and the Good Morning Crew's Marketplace Minute welcomes John Sernicki from New Hope Bay. Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm great. Good to see Michigan. 47 degrees. You can sleep like crazy, and then 82 during the day.
It's wonderful.
Open those windows.
Let's just copy this for the next, 6 months?
No kidding. That'd be nice. It's been an enjoyable almost half hour. We've just been in the studio just chatting with John, and we're talking, John, New Hope Bay, assisted living and retirement is what we're talking about, but when it comes to assisted living, and a part of our conversation this morning that off air is that you're just in the business to help people.
It's really true. I teach our daughters, and you hear a lot of people talk about pick a career you have a passion for. Obviously, you guys have that. It's just something that you'll just excel at. And our first priority is always helping people. I mean, if you look at the average person that walks into an assisted living, it's normally the son or daughter of the possible resident. It's usually a stressful situation. Mom or dad are still at home. They do not want to leave home.
No,
I mean,
they
that's
don't.
Where they've been for years and years. However, son and daughter are seeing changes, seeing possible fall risks, not eating well, lack of socialization, lots of different things. So they're looking for answers. Unfortunately, one assisted living to another, they're not created equally just in how the industry works. Not a criticism, just an observation. Mm-hmm. So you can't go to one and ask the same question and get the same answer across the board. So our first goal and priority at New Hope Bay is when folks walk in is flat out help them. Here's what the questions to ask. Here's what to look for. Of course, find out what their needs are. And then just try to at least have them leave better armed to make a decision for their family.
Now, you're absolutely right, because my mom and dad lived the tail end of their life at an assisted living center in Grand Blanc. But you say the right questions. What's the most important question a son or daughter should ask at a facility?
I think the one most important question, that's a really good question.
we stumped him.
I think a black and white one, and I really believe in this, it does clarify things, and you have to do a little research, is the community licensed or not? Just the term assisted living does not always mean it is a quote-unquote assisted living. Mm-hmm. And the state requires you to be licensed if you are, and that means something. So we don't have time this morning to go into that, but I think it's a good starting point.
That's good.
That's number one. And I think the next one then is just as you drill down into what is all offered, because folks are concerned, obviously, with great care. That's important. But they've got to be able to afford this and over time afford it. So how do they charge for that care and what's all included and how could that change? That is probably more of a nuts and bolts answer. I mean, sure. I'm sure you're looking for a more compassionate one about care and such.
Oh, no.
That's harder, to be honest with you. That's much harder to get to. That's where referral means something. You talk to someone whose mom or dad are at a current location, they can give you a good scoop on that.
Exactly.
But how is that product delivered in a cost perspective is critical.
All right. We're going to have more with John coming up. In fact, we're going to talk about the new Hope communities coming up after
98 KCG.
Chatting with John Sernicki, the Q Morning Crew's Marketplace Minute, New Hope Bay. And we talked about some general things in the last segment. But now let's talk about the New Hope communities. There are three of them, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and one is about to open.
Well, actually, we just opened our new retirement community, which is off McCarty, which is part of the New Hope Valley assisted living property. Yeah. So about 4 years ago, New Hope Valley Assisted Living and Memory Care opened. They've been just tremendously successful. And bottom line is, it's because of the referrals of the families, because of the care they've received. And with that, wonderful founding member just is a visionary. He saw the need for a true retirement community. And that property just opened a couple weeks ago. Matter of fact, you guys promoted our open house and such, which we appreciated. It's been tremendous response. Very unique project. And right now, we're currently under construction for the project I'm in charge of, New Hope Bay, which will be an assisted living and memory care. We'll open in late August. The response has been absolutely phenomenal. I've been in this industry 15 years, and never have I had the kind of response that we've had. And I think it's because of the forethought of putting all the experience that we've all had into this project. Just our apartment sizes, they're like nothing else.
Right.
Yeah, and they can go from retirement, and in case they need it, then they just move right into the assisted living part of that project.
Absolutely. It works out really well for folks when they look ahead, and more families are doing that. Yeah. They're really looking ahead. So we're excited about the New Hope Bay project. Again, it's a phenomenal a concept just in how we design the building, the all-inclusive product, make it easy for people to know pricing.
If anyone out there is listening and is interested in having a conversation about their family, who should they call?
Well, you can go to our website, newhopebay.org, and you can get some good information there. See floor plans, find out what we're all about. But then you can give us a call, set up a tour. We have a model apartment, which is really neat. Come in and really see the wow factor, as I call it. It's really taking what other people have said about it. And then give us a call and come on in. And remember, it's not just about New Hope Bay. If you just have questions about assisted living and what to do, where to go, please give me a call. I'll be more than happy to
help. What's phone number?
You can call me at 989-430-3205 and get directly to me.
Okay, very good. Now, the model unit that you have open, you know, so you got, like, everything set up, furniture, television?
It is, absolutely.
Okay, so
it's a great office.
I came over and put my feet up. How long before you kicked
well,
me out?
Well, you know, it depends on what's in the fridge, Jim.
John Sarnicki from New Hope Bay, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Hey!